Chapter 12 The End. Life is different now. Mother doesn't write stories because she gets money from Jim's grandfather. She's got time to teach the children. She plays games with them too and tells them stories. Jim and Peter are good friends. 2 weeks pass, and the children are waiting for the morning train to London. Soon it appears, and the children wave to the old gentleman as usual. Suddenly, something interesting happens. The old gentleman isn't the only person to wave to them. From every window, all the people on the train wave to the children.
Look, Peter, all the people are waving to us. Isn't that nice?
Says Phyllis.
It's lovely,
says Peter, smiling. One day, Bobby is bored.
I'm going for a walk, Mother,
she says. Bobby walks to the station. She sits and watches the trains. Passengers are getting on and off the trains. Then something incredible happens. Bobby sees Father. He's getting off a train.
Oh!
Bobby shouts.
Father! Father!
Bobby takes Father's hand. She's got a lot to tell him and a lot of questions to ask him. But first, she must take him home. Bobby and Father walk to the house. Then they go inside and close the door.